This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. After looking at the practical dynamics and the process of being sanctified in Romans chapter 7, Paul concluded there is only one, Jesus Christ our Lord, who could rescue him from discouragement, despair, and defeat. Yet he concludes this chapter as follows, "So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in the sinful nature a slave to the law of sin." Now this doesn't sound like victory. There is a continuing war going on, but it is a part of the practical dynamics of living the Christian life and the process of sanctification. If Paul stopped there, it could be frustrating. Fortunately, Paul doesn't end Romans here. Verse 1 of chapter 8 introduces the powerful potential of God's actions and provisions. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you're committed to God and His ways and rely on Jesus Christ as Lord, even though you experience warring tensions, you don't need to fear a foreboding cloud of condemnation. You are safe in Jesus. In addition, verse 2 affirms, "Through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death." Paul here introduces the powerful potential of the ministry of the Holy Spirit to make us what God wants us to be. We have found in our study of sanctification that we are, as it says in Romans 6, dead to sin but alive to God. We called this positional realities. In chapter 7, we found practical dynamics. In chapter 8, we'll find the powerful potential God has planned for all of us to experience.